KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight. Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. We're sponsored by North State Consultants, the best tax prep and consultants in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101. That's 530-221-0101. Consultations are by appointment only. Let's see. Today is August 4th, 2012. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day out
there.
We
need more coffee.
That's
and true. We also have our trusted soundboard operator, all around great gal, Rachel.
Rachel.
Who also made some coffee, so you're good to go.
Oh, awesome.
All right.
We didn't know that.
Coffee, cool. Yeah, so we have in the studio our guest this morning is Bill Chappelle, and he'll be running for the Board of Supervisors. How you doing today, Bill?
You know, I'm doing fine. I want to thank you guys for inviting me here this morning.
Very good. Very good. I guess we'll go over a few things, and then we'll get right to it. If you want to call into the studio, it's 530-605-4567, or go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. If anybody wants to email me, it's kentmark99@yahoo.com. That's kentmark, K-E-N-T-M-A-R-K, 99@yahoo.com. I do check that every once in a while. I'm starting to check it more now. Okay. Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night, 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview, Destiny Fellowship. I don't know. Is there anything? What's going on Monday?
Monday is, I forget the gentleman's name, from the Board of Equalization.
Oh.
Monday.
Oh.
So
interesting.
That could be interesting. I'm sure there's a lot of subjects and regulations and laws that they regulate that people aren't aware of.
Well, we could talk about the State Board of Equalization quite a bit. I deal with them somewhat, and another one of those state agencies that thinks that everybody owes them money just because they are.
They are.
Yeah, I mean,
they got those three letters.
And then we wonder why California's imploding. You know, everybody owes them money. Oh, give them all your money, and then they go, we don't have any jobs, and there's no money to pay anybody, and everybody's broke. Yeah, that's a good strategy.
Just
that's called collectivism.
Oh, the gentleman's name is George Runner.
Oh, George Runner. Okay, yeah,
okay.
I know about him. He's down in Sacramento. Okay, so first quote. Unless you have some veterans events, do we have?
Yes, we do. On Wednesday, we're going to have a service for First Lieutenant Sean R. Jacobs. He was U.S. Army. He was killed in action on July 26th.
Mm.
They will actually be bringing him home on Monday, but I don't have a time.
Mm.
So if you want to show your support, they're asking, like, on Wednesday, the service is at 10 o'clock. Either be up at the cemetery or along the route there, showing your support.
So that's 10 o'clock on Wednesday?
10 o'clock on Wednesday.
Okay, yeah, but nobody knows when he's coming in on the airport.
Yeah, the airport's Monday, but we don't have a time yet, so I will post it.
Where are you going to post that at?
I'll post it on both Sovereign Minds and the Reading Tea Party, 24-Hour Patriots.
Yeah, and Sovereign Minds is sovereignminds.ning. That's N-I-N-G, Ning. .com. So, yeah, there you have it. And so, first quote is, some people think only intellect counts, knowing how to solve problems, knowing how to get by, knowing how to identify an advantage and seize it. But the functions of intellect are insufficient without courage, love, friendship, compassion, and empathy. And that was Dean Koontz. He wrote a lot of good books.
Yes, he did.
I thought that was a pretty good quote. So, let's see, economic updates. I got one here from This is Sovereign Mind, sovereignman.com. And this is a pretty interesting article, and it talks about U.S. citizens and what they need to do is pay attention to the banking. And for some reason, my article didn't come up. Hold on just a second here, and I will retrieve it.
You mean it might be about some banking that was, it's not good?
Yeah, you know, what's happening is that in Greece, the government is starting to seize bank accounts based on the fact if they just suspect you of owing any taxes. It's not that you owe taxes. They just have to suspect that you owe taxes. And so what they do is they just seize everything you got inside these bank accounts. Here, I have it up here. And then so this guy, Simon Black, on August 3rd, he went into a Norwegian bank. And the first question that he was asked is, are you Greek, from the lady running the bank there? And no, I'm not Greek. And, you know, so it's like, really? Why are you asking me that I'm Greek? So evidently what's happened here is now we know that U.S. citizens have been a long time a problem with foreign bank accounts since they passed the FATCA, which is stands for Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act. And that was passed a few years ago in order for the government, under the auspices of the U.S. government effort to create jobs. Yeah, that was a good one. Real successful. Yep. Thousands of new jobs were created as a result of the legislation. Unfortunately, most of the new jobs are for tax collectors. So, in short, what FATCA requires every bank in the world to sign an information sharing agreement with the IRS, no matter what. Even the tiniest bank in Bhutan has never seen a foreign that has never seen a foreigner walk through its doors has to jump in bed with the IRS. What's more, if the banks don't comply or even know about the law, the U.S. government will severely penalize them with a 30% withholding tax on most funds routed through the U.S. So this stunning arrogance is the key to why U.S. citizens have been turned away in so many foreign banks. Blah 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 blah, but. The point being here is that as time goes on, you know, you can't really believe that your bank account is safe from the government seizing it under conditions like this. So, especially if we have any kind of a fiscal emergency. So anyway, worldwide, the banks are pretty much in collusion here, and many banks are starting to turn away Greek customers or mandate large initial deposits requiring excess of 500,000 euros. It's a classic example of what happens when people wait too long. In other words, the people in Greece waited too long to try to get their money out, because what's happening is that, you know, the government's going along, then all of a sudden the emergency gets worse and worse and worse, and then people have their money sitting in Greek bank accounts, and all of a sudden the government starts seizing their accounts, and all they have to do is be suspected of tax evasion, whatever. They can make something up. I mean, you know how the government would never do that, of course.
No.
But now they're trying to move their money out of Greek banks and into other European, other world banks. And because of this worldwide collusion of the banks, you know, a lot of them can't get their money out in time. And so they're losing everything they're on to a government. And, of course, this is all for their own good. And the bottom line here is if your government is insolvent, your savings are at risk. And opening a foreign bank account might be something you would think about. I'm not sure that's safe either. Paper's a bad deal all the way around, I believe. So,
right. So if you don't owe the tax, or they find out that you're not guilty of owing anything, they're going to give it back, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. And so if you get it back, then by the time you've gotten it back, it's probably devalued by 50%, so it's worth half of what it was when they took it because they're, you know, printing their way out of it and so on and so forth. So anyway, that's the fun thing there, the economic update. And so I think we'll go to a break here in a minute. And then we'll come back with Bill Chappelle. You have something to add there?
No, this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Sins have gone, now I know what is wrong and right. Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Join us this Sunday when we welcome back Warren Duffy, whose organization continues to battle CARB, the California Air Resources Board, as it prepares to implement cap-and-trade carbon auctions later this year. Learn why CARB stands for California's Arbitrary Rules for Bankruptcy on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will take over the Shasta College Theater stage from August 9th to the 25th. 11 performances, including two Sunday matinees of this hard-driving, dance-happy musical, will delight Reading Theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend, only to discover that being true to yourself never goes out of style. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire, and we're here with Bill Chappell, and let's get right to it. How you doing this morning, Bill?
I'm doing really great. Thank you very much for inviting me on the show.
Not a problem. Yeah,
we did want to go over when we were going over the veterans events. There is a wine and dine tonight.
There is, and it's out off Bowman Road, the road escapes me. The one you got to turn off on, but it's $35 for the dinner,
right?
And then they're going to have entertainment there. And it's all to promote for the museum. Excuse me.
The right museum. for the Liberty Park.
I can't remember
exact location on that, but if you call the museum, I'm sure the information will be on there. And I understand that your daughter is singing, or granddaughter is singing out there this evening. Is that correct?
Yeah, she'll open the event with the national anthem.
Awesome.
Well, so let's see. What should we talk about? You're running for the Board of Supervisors. And maybe tell us a little bit about yourself, Bill, and, what got you involved, why are you running, who are you, and what are you about?
Well, originally I come from a mechanical background, then I ended up getting into teaching. I taught both in California Youth Authority and then community college for about 10, 12 years. Did a lot of development on programs there, instrumental with the vocational programs in all three campuses. In putting classes together, getting credited classes through the state and everything. Then I moved up here in 78 and bought Lakeshore Resort and Marina and ran it for 25 years. Went up to 40 employees at a time. Very familiar with dealing with different government entities and the problems that's involved. I'm looking at the federal government, and I'm seeing that we're having a serious time. If we don't get that straightened out pretty soon, we're not going to have the United States of America. And I'm trying to figure out what avenue that I could help. I certainly can't do anything with the federal government, and decided that, you know, the county level is a good level to start with. I like that the states, some of them are talking about pulling away if things get worse. And I got to thinking, well, if the states, maybe the counties can start fighting back a little bit with their own state government. And that's the idea that I kind of, the concept that I kind of got into this with, and where we can maybe push back, get together with the rural counties, and maybe we can have a little bit of unity. I know we don't have a lot of representation in Sacramento, but maybe we can scream a lot and get a little notice and get the public notice to where they actually know the different issues and the various issues that we're trying to deal with and that are going to affect their lives eventually. So it's important and imperative that those things get accomplished.
Well, you know, that's interesting that you say that Lakeshore out there. So you think that the federal government's getting a little out of control as well as the state government? Oh, come on now, Bill, stop it. You know, we know that those guys are doing this all for us.
Yeah, really, yeah. They're gonna under sustainability, right? Yeah, we're going to help you right out. You
know? They're going to sustainability us right out of our property, our water rights.
Our money.
Yeah, and it's all for the good of the collective. I feel like in a bad Star Trek movie, it's where we're being absorbed by the Borg.
Exactly.
That's unbelievable. And then the fact that anybody even thinks that this is for our own good just blows me away. So, you were in that fight out there on the lake, if I remember right, weren't you, with the Forest Service? Did they get everybody off the lake and took everybody's permits or something like that?
Well, no. They basically they removed the Turntable Bay people that had the boathouses out there, and then they decided to come after me for whatever reason. I'm not for sure. Scott Swindeman used to tell me that they're coming after you next, and I'm going, what for? You know, I had 12 brand-new boats out of 20. I had a brand-new marina. I had a brand-new state-of-the-art fuel station. Our use factor was the highest on the lake per boat. And I'm going, there's no reason to come after us, but they did. And it took 2 years, and they would try to get us to develop a master development plan, which we developed one in 02, and then we developed another one back in 03. But they discredited one of the gentlemen that was working for me at the end because they finally ran out of excuses why they couldn't that we couldn't submit our master development plan. I ended up doing the master development plan. In fact, December 22nd of 03, I submitted it to everybody. So it was just what a railroad job is, and so I've got experience in how the government can work and how it can actually try to destroy your life by destroying your business. And I have an open heart for people that are going through those things and going through the regulations, and that's one of the avenues, one of the things that I want to make sure that everybody understands it. Things can happen, and those people out there they've got 90 days to get off the lake if the Forest Service decides to.
What's the reasoning there? I mean, why do they want you off the lake? Is it to save the spotted speckled trout that doesn't exist or something? I mean, what's the reason?
You know, that's the one that puzzles me. I'd like to find out. Maybe one of these days I'll go in there and ask Chrissy Catania what really was the reason, because I couldn't, in my mind, couldn't realize what there was. So Lakeshore Resort and Marina, there was a resort on top with cabins and campground, bar, restaurant, and everything. They were very dependent on the marina, and now they don't have one. So,
but that was all for good. Wasn't that a good job development program?
It helped a lot. Yeah, it really did.
I mean, the Forest Service after they took away all the, you know, where did the jobs go? I mean, then we wonder why we don't have any work and there's no employment out there. Well, there's this a classic example of big government coming in, putting a legitimate business out of business, and there goes 40 employees plus the revenues plus all the stuff that goes with it.
And look at all the people that come up here seasonally for the lake and everything.
So maybe you just got on the bad side of somebody, because it doesn't seem like anybody else had any problems up there. I mean, or did they? I don't know.
They could have. I mean, it just depends on what they want to do. And I had a pastor of one of the local churches going with me, and I had 4 people because they wouldn't let me record it. I've got a book that I had.
I saw that book.
And they hated it.
That wasn't a book. That was an encyclopedia stacked on each other, about 3 or 4 volumes.
And it was unfortunate. And I think I could have spent the rest of my life really being mad about everything. But I've decided to try and put it in a great place and move forward. And that is one of the motivations, because I see people, I see the same thing happening with our planning commission here in Shasta County. They try to go in and get permits. They get beat up. They get this regulation and that regulation. My main goal is to get in there and try to find out where the problems are and what we can do to develop an easier access at red carpet treatment is what I'm going to tell them. You know, one of the things that I would like to do is put the public's – I'm old. I remember government employees were public servants. I want to put the public servant back into the government, because they ignore the people's needs, and they're trying to grab the money early before anybody can even get their business off the ground. And they need to relax it and let them develop the business and be able to give them a few years with some tax breaks and some incentives that would keep that business viable. And once it gets on its own and it's running good, then you can start taxing them, and then you can start sharing the profits with them. But if they're not making profits, it's hard to share with them. You know, then you end up putting them out of business before they even get started. So and I've talked to several people that have talked to me about the planning commission, and they said, man, they're brutal. They just beat you up, and it's hard to get
by. Yeah, they don't really care whether you stay in business or not, and that's part of the problem. I mean, I've had my run-ins with the government across the board. I mean, one of the reasons I'm in business is my mother was audited 7 years in a row by the IRS in her little small business, and basically put her out of business. And so it's like, really, well, how does that help the economy? You got to ask yourself. But I don't want to beat that to death as much as that. I want to say, okay, so this is your background. This is why your heart's in it, and this is why you're heading into there. And this is probably a really good reason why this coordination process is starting to be invoked. And what do you think about that? Because the Board of Supervisors have been dragging their feet on that pretty big, it seems to me.
Well, you know, I don't know why the Board of Supervisors is scared of coordination. You know, they say they do it themselves. But that's like you're trying to say, let's see, I think I'm going to make myself a raise. Oh, yeah, I'll make myself a raise. You know, it's all in your own head and all in your own entity, the idea. If you introduce an outside influence that would actually have an avenue that can actually speak to the problems that might exist when you're trying to do something, to me, more heads in the deal make a better decision down the road. For not only just the people of Shasta County in whole, the economic development of Shasta County, the whole thing, why not bring extra entities in, let them pound themselves to death trying to figure out what the problems are? Once they get the solution and they get it worked out, then you sit down and you can deal back and forth with what you really want to do. So if it's not exactly what the Board of Supervisors wanted, they can come back and play back and forth. But the fact that they decided that they can do it on themselves, now they're cooperation. So, and cooperation, means that they can change anything anytime they want to. So coordination is a federal law. They'd be tied by it, and I guess maybe they don't want to do it, but I see it as a great positive thing for people. I know if there was coordination around when I had my problems with Forest Service, I'd still be there. So that's a protection for the people.
Well, I was going to say too, on so people are clear on the difference between coordination and cooperation, is because in the law, coordination has a specific meaning. Coordination means equal to, not subservient or lesser than. And so in a cooperation, the federal government, you're having to cooperate with them. And so they have basically the say over whatever you're doing, as opposed to a coordination where both parties have equal standing, and they have to agree before they can move on. And I think that's important, why people need to understand the coordination. Otherwise, what it has is you got the federal government or whatever government agency, you know, basically telling you what you're going to do, as opposed to having to say, we need to come to an agreement.
Yeah, that's very true. And I know there's a lot of people out there that don't quite understand the process. And it's new to me, to tell you the truth. I mean, since I've been running for office and everything, there's a lot of things I've learned about and a lot of things that I've seen. There's a ton of more problems than I even thought there were. One of the things we do have to applaud the city of Reading. They're moving forward to try to adapt coordination. And so
yes, they are.
At least they've got some people on there that are reasonable and understand. And it's not a threat. You know, I don't know why they think it is a threat. So
I personally think that, especially the board here, they don't want people examining what they're doing closely. I mean, there's guys up there that are making some bank. I mean, you know, retirement packages, you know, one guy's pulling 185 grand a year plus his other salary.
They don't want to be questioned on their decisions, is a lot of it.
They're supposed to be the servants, not the masters, and that has been flipped around now to where the government's starting to become the masters and we're becoming the servants, and that's what needs to be taken apart and put back together properly to where they're answerable and accountable to the people. I was just going to say, I see on the chat room, Sally says that El Dorado County just invoked coordination. Evidently, that's a success story. And I think we have to go to a break here. So we'll come back and we'll talk some more about this stuff and just go from there.
Thank you.
All right. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect. Even if you need them after hours, they still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Danuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Dave Paris, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. And we're talking to Bill Chappelle, who's running for the Board of Supervisors.
And District 4.
In District 4, absolutely. That happens to just happens to be my district.
Yeah, we just happen to live out in that area.
But I invite any of the other Board of Supervisor candidates.
Or anybody
or
that's running for office.
To give us a call. You can get a hold of us at 530-221-0101. And if you want to get on the radio, we're more than happy to get you on here and talk about your issues and whatever you want to talk about, I guess, as long as it's family-oriented.
Okay. Before we get back to Bill, we were talking during the break about the Veterans Museum, the Wine and Dine tonight, and I wanted to give the people the phone number for the museum out there. It's 378-2280. So
okay, let's start talking about transparency, Bill. We seem to, let's just take a just look at the top. I mean, we've got transparency all from the top down, haven't we? I mean,
oh yeah, we get they're all operating stealth is the problem, And the problem is that they're rolling over everything, and they're rolling over their own agenda, and their own agenda is not going to be good for the American public or America as a whole. And one of the things about the Board of Supervisors, they operate in stealth. Okay, they have their meetings at 9 o'clock in the morning. Most people are working; it's hard to get to them. Everybody's kind of hoping everything's going to work out okay, and they're going to have their best interests at heart. And you've got to look at the government as a whole. The whole state government, federal government. It's not operating for the betterment of the state of California. It's not operating for the betterment of the county of Shasta Lake. I want to have transparency available to everybody. I would actually express the opinions and express the concerns on radio that I had some things. My slogan is, we can make a difference. That's not Bill Chappelle that can make a difference. That's the people of the Shasta County can make a difference. If I've got an issue and I can't get it expressed the way I want to get it across to the other four board members, I'm going to bring it to the public. And I want the public to put some power behind it so we can see where we can go, One of the things that the citizens of Shasta County, they're my priority, and I say not politics as usual. I don't want to express myself as a politician because a politician is going to get back in there and they're going to do the same thing that everybody else is going to do.
I have a question in the chat room. They want to know if you can go over the district, the area that it covers, and who's included in that district.
Okay, so I can give kind of a round, general approach. So it goes all the way up to Siskiyou County. Take I-5 on both sides. Comes all the way down into Shasta Lake City on both sides, Mountain Gate and Shasta Lake City. At Shasta Lake City, it transfers to the east side of Shasta County, and it goes to 44. It starts narrowing down, but we go just past Shasta College. That far out, and then we come back in and in and in. We've got Hilltop. We've got that whole area in Hilltop Drive and all that to 44.
Yeah, okay. Do you know how, as far as miles, how much area that actually covers in your district?
No, I don't. No.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well,
if it's not going to be business as usual, that means you're not going to take up golf in the afternoon. Is that what you're telling me?
No, and one of the things, I'm glad you asked that, Mark, because if you'll look at any of my literature, it's got my cell phone on it. I know my wife said I was crazy, but, that's the availability that I want to present to the people, that if they want to give me a call, then call me, okay? During the primary, I had probably 30 calls, and we discussed different issues over the telephone. And that's what I want, because I want the public input. Bill Chappelle's got his ideas, and that's great and wonderful, but then sometimes I need to get the public input because I want to see exactly what their views are, too, because it could change my idea of certain things. To get an idea in your head for yourself is fine, but it's not correct. You need to have the two ends, the two opposites, and then make the decision that's going to work the best for those entities.
So what do you see as the biggest issue right now in the county as far as... What's the big gorilla in the room or the elephant in the room that you think needs to be dealt with?
Well, statewide, the two water pipes that are coming, they're trying to put into the California Delta, they're 33 feet in diameter. 33 feet in diameter. I want everybody to understand that two of them, 33 feet in diameter, they're going to move 67,500 gallons a second out of the Delta. That's going to amount to close to about 6.5 million acre feet a year. I don't believe the whole system flows that much. That's going to be taking the
it's
water.
It's going to drain us. I heard that would like fill up an Olympic swimming pool in like 6 seconds or something.
Yeah, and it's huge, and it's it's not great. The other thing is we've got that integrated regional water management plan, and a lot of people are thinking, oh, this is fine. Oh, this is sustainability. Oh, we're going to reserve water. Everybody's going to have water. Everything is presented now as this environmental issue that everything's going to be golden down the road. No, they're going to be taking water away. It's going to produce water restrictions, first 10%, then it's going to go to 20%. It's going to start the CO2 gases, the carbon dioxide gases, they're going to start producing where, in 2050, the big number is 90% reduction of the 1990
standards,
which they didn't have any standards back then. So that puts everybody walking. So when you look at it and you wonder who drew this stuff up and what's really the mean, what's going behind this stuff, you know, it's like, how did they ever come up with this? I mean, you know, we breathe in oxygen, we breathe out carbon dioxide, you know. Pseudoscience is what's developed this, all this global warming, and it actually is, and they've made it an environmental issue that a lot of people are buying into without any validity, okay? Like I said, it's pseudoscience. It's not real science, okay?
Oh, they would never invent any issues that would to take over control of the public, would they? I mean, the government wouldn't do that. I mean, come on, the government, they're always there for the best, and they'd help us. And, you know,
they have our best interests at heart.
Always the best interests in mind, and that's why we have such a great jobs program going right now, and everything is just getting better, and we're in recovery, right?
Yeah.
I got to watch here. it's insane. Yeah. Anytime the government gets a hold of this stuff without the people's input, I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, we've got total out of control government at every single level. And that's why we're dying on the vine.
It is. And it's hurting us economically. I mean, you can get into the federal part about our tax structure and everything else. That's why a lot of big businesses are overseas, foreign lands. They're holding their money. They're not bringing it into the United States because their tax base is too high. When they talk about reducing the tax base, we get the tax base lower than the standard of the world. We'll have all that money coming back into us. So there's all kinds of avenues, developing natural resources and everything else. But, excuse me, that's not going to help Shasta County immediately. I think what we need to do, let's take the United States back one county at a time, and let's start with Shasta. Let's see if we can't develop some nice programs that are going to actually be a benefit to this area, to where other people can start buying into them. I think we have a pretty good push. We see Chick-fil-A, what happened with that, and we have a lot of public. There's a lot of public out there that doesn't necessarily agree with the government standards, so we'll see what happens.
Well, I mean, either that or we can take Kenya back one county at a time. I mean,
I don't know if we want Kenya.
well, we're headed in that direction, that's for sure.
We're sending them all kinds of money these days, it seems like. Do your homework out there if you don't believe it, guys. But, yeah, we're funding a bunch of stuff in Kenya now. And yeah. just all coincidence, just saying here. So, anyway.
Yeah, we need to start somewhere, though. I agree with Bill that if we can start at Shasta and start taking Shasta back and people got involved, we can, you know, slowly branch out and help our country out.
I think that's the deal. It is going to be local, state, federal. You know, we got to get control of local issues first, and we got to get politicians or statesmen. You know, and I always like to, you know, put a differentiation between a statesman and a politician. A statesman starts the parade, and a politician runs to the front of it and pretends he started it. And that's kind of what we've got going on here with the politicians, is that, you know, they're just taking advantage of the system. When you look at the kind of benefits that these guys are getting up there and the retirement packages, you know, one guy I'm thinking of up there right now, and I'm not going to mention any names, you know, he's pulling in $250,000 a year in revenues and benefits, and we all wonder why we're out here dying on the vine, you know, and put that across the board. You got cities across the country filing bankruptcy, and it's because of the unions and the union, the pension packages and the amount of salaries, and they're just bleeding the public. So, you know, that's what needs to stop. I think, and maybe I'm on a rant here, and I don't mean to overshadow you here, Bill, but it's like, okay. It's like
I believe we have a caller on the line. Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
Do you have a question or a comment?
First of all, I want to just say something very quickly to Bill, and that is how refreshing this is to hear someone who's running for office who, A, understands coordination, who, B, has actually been a businessman, who, C, has had to deal with government overreach, and someone who basically is out there really understanding, not only saying he's out there and going to fight for the people, but someone who understands what it is to fight for the people. And I would like to know what Bill thinks that his single most important issue would be when it comes up to his election. And I'll take this off the air, and again, this was a real breath of fresh air. Real breath of fresh air.
All right. Thanks a lot, Terry, for calling
sure.
in.
Sure.
Yeah, Terry, the single most important issue. Well, there's so many issues to try and, you know, get a cap on, and I'm going to have to figure out which ones they are. So my single most important issue would be to develop a program and start figuring out which one we need to attack first, okay, once I get in and I actually get a good handle on where we're really at with everything. you know, I've talked about the various issues, and but when we try to put one number one, and until I can really get a wrapped handle on everything, I don't want to come up with a decision that's in my mind until I get a chance to really develop a program and talk to various people about everything. So I'm going to kind of put that question on hold to a certain degree, because when I will have to wait until I really recognize where we're at. And once I recognize it, then I'll start putting those issues in order, and then you'll know exactly what order they are because I'll post it.
Okay, and with that, we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 605-4567, and this is KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
So, Ray, second Tuesday, is it Nello's?
Yes, it is.
Are you taking that Marie lady?
That's when we ate at Marie's. I didn't take Marie's.
Nello's Place. I love their salad with fresh grated blue cheese and salmon or their pasta.
Please join us at Nello's Place on Tuesday, August 14th for great food, good company, and 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Does Maggie know about this Marie?
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Back, Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460, home of the Free Fire. And we're talking all stuff Board of Supervisors here. Excuse you.
Excuse me. Sorry about that.
Rachel, grab the Lysol, would you please? And so...
we'll keep it all in the family.
Yeah, there you go. So we're gonna let's go to this. There's an issue at Moody Flats that seems to be going on up in the district up there. Something about 3M, and they want to put some kind of a plant there.
Or, yes.
What's going on there, and what can you tell us about that?
Well, they're going to crush rock, and they'll have cement and so forth, and it's a hot button issue right now, kind of like Knighton Road was prior to the primary election. And a lot of the citizens in the Shasta Lake area are really against it because they think there'll be dust problems, there'll be visual problems, and also there'll be ground shaking problems from the explosions as they start breaking the mountains down.
Isn't there kind of an employment problem up there, though?
Well, there is, and it's going to, from what I understand, they're somewhere in the neighborhood, and this number is probably not quite correct, but about 56 employees. And plus, there'll be some tax advantages for the county also. I have a meeting with one of the consultants on Tuesday morning, and I'm going to go over the plans with him and everything that they're planning on doing, and all these issues that the citizens of Shasta Lake are concerned with, I'll bring up, and I'll try to address them with him and get the most information I can. I'd like my position on the Moody Flats right now. I know everybody out in the Shasta Lake area is really against it, but there is one advantage, is that Shasta Lake City has a problem with their wastewater. They can't get rid of it in Moody Flats. If they do develop, they'll take all the wastewater, which puts a, you know, that helps
that's
Shasta
a pretty
Lake
big,
City.
That's a pretty big deal there, then.
It is. So, but I don't want people – here, let me tell you who Bill Chappelle is, okay? I don't want to make a decision on this thing until I know how the people feel. Now I need to know what the development is, because I don't know what it is. And once I find out what it is, if you invite me back here, I'll be glad to let everybody know what it is, and
sure,
then they can make their own
that'd
minds
be
up.
Great.
And from then, from that point on, then I'm going to start talking about whether we need to go forward with it or whether we need not to go forward with it, okay, because of the different things that's going to occur with that program. But there will be employment, and there will be, like I said, the wastewater advantage. But I also know that everybody's eminently there. In fact, I just walked Friday night to the park last night, and that was one of the main issues they talked to me about. And so right now I'm just saying, well, let's just take a negative position on it until I can get everything in. But I've got to look at the other side and see where we're at, and then I want to make sure the public's informed so everybody's right, because I think there's a lot of guesstimates right now of what's actually going to happen.
Well, look at the NOF plan up there, too. I mean, there was everybody railed against that. I mean, I think everybody wants some growth. It just has to be smart. Well, I'm not going to say smart growth, because that sounds like some kind of eco-terrorist thing, you know, anymore. But I think Rachel put it pretty well. Intelligent growth. We should start using our God-given intelligence at some point here, because if people in the county don't think there's not a jobs problem, look around. I mean, we're dying on the vine up here. It's 22% or better.
Easy, yeah.
And 50% probably for the youth. So
yeah.
Nobody's working here. So at some point in time, you got to decide whether you want to have some jobs in the area, too, because you know, the government's going down the tubes here, and guess what? There's not going to be an assistance to help her pretty soon the way things are going, because if you're not building wealth, you're consuming it.
Well, that's correct. And so what I'd like to do is, that's what I said earlier, though. I don't want to make decisions on just one side. I want to get both sides, and then I want to present it to the people. I want to make sure that everybody understands where we're at. Then we'll make a decision there whether we want to move forward or not with it.
Okay, we have another question for you, Bill. From somebody in the chat or our caller, I'm not sure, but how do you think that the water issues dealing with the Delta can be best served in the county?
In our county?
In the county.
They can't. That's the bottom line. Look at what's going to happen. Some of you guys might remember the old Prifield Canal, okay? A lot of people don't realize what happens at the Delta when Shasta dumps its water in, and also the water from Oroville Dam. It's got a drinking water quality grade to it, but when they pull it back out on the other side of the Delta, it's M&I, it's municipal and industrial water.
It's not potable anymore.
It's not potable anymore. Yeah. So what they're trying to do is this is going to be a substitute for Prifield Canal, only a huge more water. And so when you see that happening, get ready, because who has all the representation in California? Oh, L.A. area, right? So where do you think it's going to go? It's going to go there. So I don't see any advantage for us at all. I think that we'll end up with it. We're going to have to get on top of it and battle it, because we are the point of origin, and we need to establish mitigation for the point of origin to where we have a certain amount of water rights that we can protect our tourism on Shasta Lake and our water for our own cities here and county. And we need to get on top of that, and we need to get on top of it right away to make sure that those things are going to be put in place, because we need to cry out loud. They put that in our backyard. We're now dependent on it. We need to keep it.
I just wanted to clarify something. You know, you said L.A. was going to be, you know, Southern Cal has the most representatives. I was thinking Mexico does, because without voter ID, I think Mexico has a bigger say in California.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, yeah. Boy, sorry about that. I couldn't help it. It just, one of those things, you know.
Happens, huh?
Happens. You know, I go off on a tangent every once in a while about, the voter ID and this whole Eric Holder thing of, oh, gee, you know, they're just trying to disenfranchise everybody. And really, you know, so you have to have an ID to cash a check. You have to have an ID to collect welfare. You have to have an ID, all this other stuff, but you don't have to have an ID. You don't have to have an ID to vote. You have to have an ID to get into Eric Holder's, luncheons and so forth. Anyway,
but that's different.
Sorry, let's get back on track.
Yeah. We're running down in the minutes, and we're almost to the end here, Bill. Okay. Is there one last message you would like to get out to the listeners out there or anything?
Well, I want to make sure that everybody understands, you know, what I say is we can make a difference, okay? Together we can make a difference, you know. And the other thing is that the Shasta County citizen and the Shasta County as a whole is my priority, and it's not politics as usual. I come from a business background. I come from an educational background with over 12 years' experience, both in the community college level and the criminal justice level. I want to make sure that I know what a bottom line is. I know what money is. I know when you have $2 and you try and spend $4, it doesn't work very well. And so that's going to be my philosophy. I want to protect your rights as personal people, personal property rights, the business rights, and also our water rights for the Shasta County. I also want to try and promote both growth for businesses. Businesses, since I've had a business background, I think that we can attract some small manufacturing, companies coming out of the Bay Area or whatever area, LA area, whatever. We got cheaper incentives, and if we make a tax package that's going to be incentive for them, they will come up here, okay? I want to have more freedom and less government. I want to have more transparency and accountability. Those are all important for me, okay? My whole goal is to represent this county as a whole and represent the citizens and represent the best for all of us that we can do. Somebody's not going to get their way and somebody else is not going to get their way. We got to go wherever we got to go. It's going to make the best decisions, and that's what we do.
Yeah. All right.
I kind of like, very nice. I don't know. I mean, Chinese goods are okay. They're like everything's disposable. You just buy them and throw it away.
And buy more.
Yeah, Linda bought a mattress yesterday from someplace for $2, and it was already had a hole in it, so you have to go buy another one.
Yeah.
That's where the pool.
It was a floaty, Rachel, you know, on the pool. Not a regular mattress. Let's clarify it.
It was like that with everything, you know. We've been shipping our manufacturing overseas for so long, we don't have any goods here that are worth not only the quality of everything, but, you know, we wonder why we're not on the vine and we don't have any jobs is because we've debased our currency to the point that we have to ship all our jobs overseas.
Yeah, and you know, all the manufacturing jobs, and that's the other thing. I'd like to start developing some vocational schools in this area because, you know, what's happened is our trades are going down the drain fast. Okay, so we need to start.
Yeah, where are they? We have none.
Yeah, they'll be going down the drain right through the peripheral canal, and they'll end up in L.A.
down the delta to L.A.
Yeah, it's a new form of transportation instead of the bus.
Instead of a high-speed rail, maybe?
Yeah, maybe high-speed rail. instead of a high-speed rail Greyhound. So anyway, I think we're winding down.
Yes, we are.
We got 2 minutes. I don't know.
I want to thank Bill for coming in and showing your side and what you're trying to do and what you're trying to do for the people out there.
Yeah, and I think what Mark was talking about, too, you know, we were trying to be a high-tech society. We found out, hey, well, you know, guess what? The other countries can actually develop high-tech also. So it didn't work very well, did it?
Right.
Yeah.
The push was to make everybody college-educated and get into the high-tech industry, and we'll support ourselves. So it doesn't work. We've got to bring our manufacturing back. Okay?
We got to get some sound.
And one of the things we need to do, I mean, a lot of people aren't college-oriented. Let's get some trade schools going. Let's get some stuff where we can get some people where they can get them trained.
Something they can actually use.
Yeah, it'll help everybody, and we can actually, you know, we got that problem with realignment with the prisoners coming back. Sorry to get them. Some of those guys will welcome that.
Yeah, I almost feel sorry for him. I mean, you put him in prison, you let him out. I mean, I'm not sorry because they committed a crime and they should be absolved of that. But, yeah, but what chance have they got? They come out here, they're in the Shasta County, you got 20-something percent unemployment. You know, they haven't got a prayer of finding a job.
No, they come out there, you know, they've got no money, they've got no skills, and it's real hard to move forward.
Okay, we're going to have to start closing it up here. I think we're going to have Jerome Corsi here in the next week or two.
We're working on that.
Anything else that we should...
Don't forget Wednesday to go out to the Veteran Cemetery at IGO if you want to show your support for the family for the soldier that was killed in action.
Okay, you were born an original, don't die a copy. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. This is Mark Kent, and I guess we'll see you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you all next week. Have a great weekend. And this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Facing the threat of wildfires north and south of Oklahoma City, hundreds of residents ordered to evacuate didn't have much notice.
I woke up this morning to a bunch of people banging on the doors saying you have minutes to get out.
That's him living in Noble, Oklahoma. Dozens of houses and other buildings have burned down. Record heat fueling the fires. Deputies are investigating reports that someone may have started all this by throwing burning newspapers out of a pickup truck. The undefeated U.S. men had a close call on the basketball court at the London Olympics. Fox News Radio's Phil Itner is live in London.
Trailing by 2 points midway in the fourth quarter, American stars made the difference late. LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony each scored 20 points. The U.S. beat Lithuania 99-94. In tennis, Serena Williams crushed Russia's Maria Sharapova in straight sets. That gives Williams a golden slam, a title in all major opens, plus an Olympic gold. Only one other woman's done it before, Steffi Graf.